Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Would you do the ESPN Seth Walder trade? And I'll read from Seth Walder's suggested trade. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. In a story this morning on ESPN.com where they contemplate trade and market for three players, Kirk Cousins, Jalen Ramsey, and Trey Hendrickson, they write, Seth Walder does, about Trey Hendrickson. The Bengals would get from Washington Johnny Newton, 2026 third rounder, 2027 seventh rounder. Actually, I read that incorrectly the first time. It's actually a 2027 seventh rounder. I guess that's because they don't have a 2026 seventh rounder. They don't have many picks available next year. And Washington gets, you know, the sack leader of the last 2 years, Trey Hendrickson from Cincinnati, and he writes why this deal makes sense for both sides. Washington's in win now mode, but Dorrance Armstrong is its best edge rusher. Let me just throw in, Frankie Louvu could end up becoming Washington's best edge rusher. Just keep that in mind. But let me continue with what Seth Walder writes. Dorrance Armstrong is its best edge rusher. Adding Hendrickson, who recorded the second best pass rush win rate at edge last season, I think that was behind Myles Garrett, would be a huge boost. Losing Newton would make an old defense older, but the Commanders have strong veteran options on the interior with Daron Payne, Javon Kinlaw, and Dietrich Wise, who, by the way, is more outside, really, but can move inside if needed, he writes. By including Newton in the deal, the Commanders can put together a feasible package without a second-round pick. They lost their 2026 second-round selection as part of the trade for Laremy Tunsil. Newton would be appealing to the Bengals as immediate help. So let me give you my quick answer on this, but I want to add to the answer as well. I do this in a heartbeat. I mean, I'd think about it. Yes, we'll do that deal. Trey Hendrickson for Newton, a third rounder and a seventh rounder. You know, this has been a conversation, and I admit, and I've talked about this many times over the years, I think, you know, trade compensation along with draft is what we as NFL fans get wrong more than anything else. We just, you know, you don't understand what the true demand is. You can't really always use comps. You just never get trade compensation right. But remember what we heard, Cincinnati wanted a first plus a night two pick before the draft. Washington and other teams said too rich for our blood. After the draft, on some level, now with discounted picks, because you can't use those players in 2025, and those new players, if they're draft picks, aren't going to be available to you until 2026, you know, could you then think about just a first, or a second and a third and a player, or a second and a fourth and a player? You know, how bad has it gotten on Cincinnati's end? Trey Hendrickson's been public, gone very public. We played that sound from him a few weeks ago where, I mean, there is no trust. These things can get repaired. We see it all the time. And look, the Bengals, you know, with Higgins and with Chase, they got to win this year. Like, they think if they can get any better defensively, they can win 12, 13 games and be a Super Bowl contender. I don't know that I disagree with that, but their best defensive player is Trey Hendrickson. Now, keep in mind, for me, I've said this all along, Trey Hendrickson to me is not Myles Garrett, but Myles Garrett was never available. He's not TJ Watt. I think TJ Watt's going to sign a big deal and stay in Pittsburgh. So this is what you have. He is unbelievably gifted as a pass rusher, and he would be a major impact defensive player for Washington in win now mode, trying to take advantage of Jaden's rookie deal. I was thinking that I would totally be interested in a second and a fourth, was not necessarily all in on a first and a second or a first and a third before the draft, but a second and a fourth. And now you're telling me you're trading a player that was taken in the second round, and you're giving up next year's third rounder and a 2027 seventh rounder. Yeah, sign me up for that deal quickly. Is he going to help with your run defense? Probably not as much as a guy like Myles Garrett or TJ Watt would. You know, it is sometimes optional with Trey Hendrickson on early downs, but he is going to wreak havoc on third and have to throw. And if you're trying to win a championship in today's NFL, after the quarterback, you better be able to stop the run and get to the opposing quarterback. And there's no guarantee that they can do that with what they have on their roster right now. Although I was encouraged by Dorrance Armstrong's performance in the postseason. I'm interested to see what he could become. And I think there are more opportunities for Frankie Luvu to be turned loose. I'm all in on this specific deal. What about you, Max?
I'm a little bit more less all in than you, because it's tough. I like Johnny Newton a lot. I think that he has a lot of room to grow. I think he can become something very special in this league if given the proper time to, you know, to develop. So I would like to find a different player to plug in here. He seems like the most, I mean, obviously, the youngest, he has the most upside long-term, so that's why he would be so enticing to Cincinnati. But for Johnny Newton, that's my hang-up. That's where I'm at. I like Johnny Newton too much to part ways with him for a guy who, yes, great pass rusher, he was the sack leader, but he's getting to the wrong side of 30, and I just don't know how many more years you're going to get out of that. For sure, they're going to be great years, but long term, I'm just not crazy about it.
That is totally reasonable. And I probably, that's smart and totally reasonable. And yes, it would be so much more attractive with, you know, you can't trade Kinlaw because you just signed him and
right,
you get a salary cap acceleration that they would never want. You know, I'm a big Daron Payne fan. I have a feeling he's going to have a big year this year, but I've said that before and been wrong. But there is an upside to Johnny Newton that I loved coming out in the 2024 draft. You know, anybody that watched the Big Ten that year or had any action on any game involving Illinois, mm-hmm, saw what an absolute beast he was as the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. And I think, you know, what often gets overlooked when you're focusing on the latest draft is the draft before it and how Ben Sinnott and Luke McCaffrey and Johnny Newton, you know, end up breaking out hopefully in 2025. So, yes, I'd prefer to be somebody else. I'm with you on that. If that's the only way they would do the deal, I would still do it because Trey Hendrickson gives you something this coming season that is a given, and that is elite level pass rusher. And it's really hard to win the whole thing without one. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. Would you do the Seth Walder deal, which is, again, a Johnny Newton, a third rounder next year, and a seventh rounder in 2027. I mean, that's hardly even a pick at this point in terms of how it gets discounted, being 2 years away from them actually having a player for it. Would you do it? I say yes. Max leans in the being hesitant mode because he doesn't want to lose out on what Johnny Newton might become. What do you guys say? We'll start with Greg in Gaithersburg. Greg, go ahead.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, Kevin, glad you're doing well, but it's tough getting old. I wouldn't do it at all. I liked what I saw with Johnny Newton, the little bit of time he played. I'd rather build on that. And, you know, to me, I think that when we have a lot of new faces on the defensive line and the linebackers, and the same would go on the offense, you know, it takes some time for these guys to get the cohesiveness playing next to each other and getting a feel for each other. And, you know, I've seen it in the past where Washington would go get some player, some hotshot player, it never turned out. If Cincinnati wants to get rid of him and he wants to leave, there's some baggage somewhere there. And to me, it's too many red flags. I'd stay with what we have and work on that alone.
Yeah, you know, sometimes I think the same thing. I don't think Cincinnati really wants to part with him. Cincinnati's also an odd organization, to say the least. I mean, he's not the first and he won't be the last to have issues with ownership in the front office there. But it's not unreasonable to think maybe a red flag somewhere. But man, his performance on the field has been lights out. I mean, this dude has gone back to back seasons with 17 and a half sacks both years, and his pressure percentage is, you know, second to Myles Garrett. Thanks, Greg, as always. Let's go to Ross in Tampa. Ross, would you do the Seth Walder deal? Johnny Newton, a third next year, a seventh in 2027 for Trey Hendrickson.
I got your answer for you, Kevin. First and foremost, what's good in the hood, man? I'm glad you're doing well, and I'm glad you're back.
Thanks, Ross. I appreciate it.
You're all good, man. Hey, so I'm going to go ahead and say absolutely not. I feel like this type of trade will kind of go against the grain of what Adam Peters is trying to build. watching all these Commanders logs, and he's, you know, dubbing guys like Newton as a true Commander. And then, you know, in the year in which he has a full off season to kind of develop into the star that we all know he can be, we're going to get rid of him for a guy who is on the back end of his prime. And yeah, he had two elite seasons, but if you could convince me that Trey Hendricks, if we're a Trey Hendrickson away from a Super Bowl, then absolutely. I don't think he's, because, you know, he's basically, in my opinion, a Dante Fowler on steroids. You know, his run stopping game is kind of questionable, in my opinion, also. But like you had mentioned, and passing down, yeah, I love the guy, but I also believe in Dorrance Armstrong to get a step up in his production. So I am on the team of standing pat. Now, Kevin, I invite you, I offer you, and I hold my arms to you to join me on the John Q Public train for this upcoming NBA series. We can hammer the points and cash out on an Indiana Pacer win should you decide to, you know, stand.
I'm going to talk about
me.
The NBA playoffs because I did watch, you know, everything while I was out. But let me just tell you, I'm not interested in the contrarian theory that I typically love. I think Oklahoma City is that good, even though I think Indiana has a better chance than the Knicks would have had for sure. But thanks, Ross.
Rick,
I want to weigh in on some of the
possible
things. I'm sorry?
I said with Rick Carlisle, anything's possible. Just ask the 2011
awesome.
Miami Heat.
Yeah, he's awesome. Then, all right, I want to respond to some of the things you said. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. So first of all, a couple of things. Number one, Dante Fowler is not Trey Hendrickson, and I'm not saying that you said he was. But Trey Hendrickson's, you know, the dude has 17 and a half sacks the last 2 years. He's got 35 sacks in two seasons. And you could actually make the case, even though I don't think of Washington as being one player away from winning the Super Bowl, but if they are just one player away from having a really good chance of getting to the Super Bowl, or certainly getting back to where they were last year, you know, it's that kind of playmaker. It's that kind of havoc wreaker on defense. Secondly, pass rushers age well, typically. Guys that are really specialized, high-level elite pass rushers tend to continue to produce, you know, as they get into their early to mid-30s. Lastly, what you said about Adam Peters, you know, is trying to build. He's trying to do two things simultaneously. There is, you know, Ben and I have gotten into this argument before, but it's really hard to say when the team traded 8 draft choices for 3 players in the offseason that they're not in it to win it now. They are in it to win it now. They are trying to take advantage of Jaden Daniels' contract, not at the expense of killing off a future. And Johnny Newton, you could reasonably say, would be, you know, a blow to the future interior of their defensive line. But they're doing both with, I think, more of the emphasis on, you know, they've been interested. They're one of the teams that has already been interested in Trey Hendrickson. The price has just been too high. I don't know that they'd view this price to be too high. Yes or no, I don't view it to be too high. Although I would not want to lose Johnny Newton. Understood. But you're not getting Trey Hendrickson for, you know, a third and a 2027 seventh. You're going to have to pay for him. Daryl in Columbia. Daryl, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, thank you for taking my call and welcome back. Hope all is well.
Thanks, Daryl.
You know, Kevin, I think that, you know, they should actually trade. I would love to get Trey, and I would give them Lattimore. I would give them Lattimore and they can either give Johnny Newton. I wasn't impressed with either one of them, Lattimore or Johnny Newton. And, you know, I could see if we got Trey, him being a, you know, more aggressive pass rusher. And you know, our secondary, we got some talent back there. We got some talent that hasn't been talked about. But, as far as, you know, Lattimore, I would trade them.
Cincinnati's, you know, at this point, given the injury history and the way he played, That's not. They're not going to be interested in that. I don't see that. I think the Lattimore story and certainly the Johnny Newton story have not been told anywhere near, even close to, you know, even getting halfway. We got to give Lattimore this next season. If he plays like Marshawn Lattimore played in New Orleans for a few years, that is a huge addition and something that you have to have defensively. And in terms of Newton, go back still. I mean, we're a year removed from it, but you talk about a dominant interior playmaker at the college level in the Big Ten. That's what he was. We didn't see it all the time last year. Remember, he was coming off those injuries, you know, heading into the draft. But I'm surprised. None of you have said yes to this deal yet. Stay on hold. Nolan, JYD, Ryland, Kurt, Scott. Would you do the Seth Walder ESPN trade, Washington sending Johnny Newton, a third rounder next year, and a seventh rounder in 2027 to Cincinnati for Trey Hendrickson? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
All right, Stephen A. Smith is launching two new shows on SiriusXM. According to Adam Schefter, one will focus on sports, the other will touch on current events and social commentary. The Capitals have put out a statement that T.J. Oshie will be making a special announcement on June 9th in Georgetown, 7 years following the famous fountain celebrations following their Stanley Cup victory. The event is free and open to the public. It will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. again on June 9th. The Nats, they fall to the Cubbies by a score of 8-3. Trevor Williams is credited with the loss. He earned gave up five earned runs, struck out four batters. They'll continue their series tonight. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on The Fan. And Stanley Cup final action gets underway tonight. The Edmonton Oilers are hosting the Florida Panthers. That'll be game one, starts tonight at 8 p.m. on TNT. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, and hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1 and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the stream and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.